A refugee group has jumped out of the frying pan into the fire, so to speak. We'll tell you why in just a moment. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As one threat diminishes, another surfaces for those who fled violence. And yet, there's still reason to rejoice. And for the first time, a particular people group in South Sudan will have access to the Word of God. It's a story that'll bring a smile to your face. But let's take care of more serious business first. They've escaped genocide in Myanmar. But now the Rohingya refugees in Bangladesh have to survive a new threat, monsoon rains. Gary Edmonds with Food for the Hungry says the problem is the Rohingya refugee camp isn't in a great spot.
They have created these what are called spontaneous settlements. In other words, they find some open land, they find some places where they try to create a little bit of shelter, get some food, water. But it so happened that where they have settled is also in a highly vulnerable floodplain.
Monsoon season brings the risk of floods, landslides, and waterborne disease. Food for the Hungry has been responding.
We've been a part with Medical Teams International of building health clinics and all, and then educating the people and training healthcare workers to allow them to navigate this kind of a season.
It's a call to action of sorts. For details, go to missionnews.org.
I think that this is one of the crucial ways that we can be witnesses to the love and the grace of God that comes to us through Jesus Christ.
Next, the United States has announced it'll withdraw from the United Nations Human Rights Council. But FMI's Bruce Allen says this decision was not made hastily.
Ambassador Haley had mentioned that so many of the members, and there's 47 countries that sit as members of the council, so many of them have very poor human rights records themselves. And so she was saying, it's a mockery for us to be a part of this.
However, the question at hand is less of whether or not the U.S. actions are right, and more about how the country will be perceived globally. Sharing thoughts from FMI's national director in Pakistan.
That the U.S. withdrawal from the Human Rights Council, he said, that would impact U.S. credibility and its ability to be a world leader on human rights issues.
It could also affect the work of people who share the hope of Christ abroad. Pray that instead of being viewed as a citizen of nations, Christians around the world would be viewed as followers of Christ. And International Widow's Day is tomorrow, a reminder that in some parts of the world, losing a husband is only the start of a long and painful journey. Take India, for example, where Jennifer Pilon of India Partners says women are considered cursed if their husbands die or leave.
Essentially, it is your fault that you are a widow, and now basically the suffering is your penance for your husband dying.
That's why India Partners uses a widow sponsorship program to connect partners to suffering widows in India.
What it really does is it gives these widows hope that they don't have to struggle every single day to scrape by and barely survive. So widow sponsorship provides them with a buffer enough that they know they can have food, they know they'll get their medication.
And just like widows, deaf people are often overlooked by society. Deaf children are even thought to be cursed in South Sudan. Add to that the civil war raging on since 2013, and life as a deaf person in South Sudan's pretty rough. But Rob Myers of DOOR International says there's reason to rejoice.
For the first time, they actually have access to God's Word, and it's drastically changing their lives. God's Word and God's kingdom changes everything. It's the one hope that we can always have in the midst of all of the rest of our lives falling apart.
Earlier this month, deaf translators trained by DOOR celebrated the completion of 32 Bible portions in South Sudanese Sign Language. DOOR's deaf 2x2 teams used this scripture to introduce deaf to Christ. Will you surround these deaf disciple makers in prayer?
As his word goes out, it's not going to come back void. As his people are empowered to go out and reach others for Christ, that salvation is going to change everything.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.